We're learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Kol Ma'aseh Mekipurim Ma'amr Al Haseder Mikdam Ma'aseh Chaver Le'Asa Klum." All the Ma'aseh Mekipurim that are said Al Haseder, if you don't keep the Seder, you mark them one Ma'aseh to the other, it doesn't work. And the Gemara has a Machlekes. Reb Yehuda says, "Emesai B'Dvaram Masnasa B'Big De'Lavim Mibifnim." Only things that are done B'Big De'Lavim Bifnim. And Rashi says, "Lufnai Lufnim." We spoke about this earlier on Daf Mem Amin Aleph. We spoke about the Rambam is mashma, even things in the Heichel, it's also called Lefnim, and Reb Chaim's word, that it depends where in the Heichel, the Azayis on the Pareches, he calls, is called Lefnim, the Azayis in the Mizbech is not called Lefnim, Vein Tzarech Lahachmal Advarim. But Al-Kopadim Pashas, it means Lefnayu Lefnim, Al-Advarim Manasseh Big Dilavim Bechutz, the things that are made Big Dilavim Bechutz, so then, it make the Ma'isach Ve'a Mashasa Asi, that's Reb Yehuda holds, Reb Nechemya holds, that Amos Medmedram Verm and Asim Big Delovan Bain Mifnim Bain Mechutz. Anything done the Big Delovan has this din that you say Chukam and it's Ma'akav the Seder. And when is it not? Verm and Asim Big Day Zav Mimechutz. Things that are made the Big Day Zav Mimechutz Masha Asa Asim. Now which of Vaid the Shem Mekaburim is done the Big Day Zav Mechutz? Rashi says, Gon Eloi Ve'ela Om, Shehiknu Le Mechutz Kafu Machto. The Eloi and Ela Om are done the Big Day Zav Mechutz. And if you have a tzas kafu machda earlier than the elev the elam, then a ma'akvin olav lifso. It's not ma'akiv on them. A ma'akvin olav lifso. Now a ma'akvin olav lifso. Ma'akvin is lashin rabbit, and olav is lashin yachid. He said elev the elam. That's the chari of the lashin rabbit, and a tzas kafu machda is like a lashin yachid. One thing a tzas kafu machda. So it does sound like, he's saying like this, that it's, that the Eloi ve'elam are done b'big day zov mi b'chutz. So in Mela, if they're done, they're supposed to be done before the Kafa Machta. But let's say the Kafa Machta was done before then, so the only lack of Seder was the Eloi ve'elam, which is b'big day zov b'chutz, so that's not a problem. The Kafa Machta is still kosher. Because the Eilev Ve'Eilom, which were done with Big Day Zav, is not going to stare the Kaf and the Machta. That's the Pashas Mashmoy Sirashi. So Rosh Hashanah asks the Kashem, how does it shaykh to Pasul the Eitzahs Kaf and Machta? First of all, he says, let's say he never did Eitzahs Kaf and Machta. It's Ma'akev anything. He said, didn't he do Eitzahs Kaf and Machta? But it's Ma'akev the Kapar at all. It's not Ma'akev the Chlal. So how does it shaykh to Pasul Eitzahs Kaf and Machta? And then he says, Eichisakanam Uvasazet. How are you going to be misakin it? Are you supposed to bring them back in the Kaddish Gedashim after the Elam? You did the Tzas Kachmach before the Elam. So you're not Yetzah. So now what do? You bring it back after the Elam. He said, I would think that that's a Bi'er Ekonis. I'm thinking, how do you bring it back? That's a Bi'er Ekonis. As I affect the Rosh Hashanah Kasha. Now, Lididi, I'm not 100% sure the Kasha is Mukhrich. Lefrat, Lefi, what we said over one time from Reb Shneir. So you have to know like this. Is it the pshat that there's a din, avoda of taking out a kafu machta, and let's say doing this avoda, they have to go lefnai lefnim. So then here is kasha. There is no kafu machta there. So mela, you put it for that avoda. So what do you mean? It is makiv, it's not makiv. What are you going to do anyway? If you didn't do that avoda, it's a kafu machta, yaitza. And how are you going to be misakim that it's a kafu machta? They're already out. Let's say a kaif took them out. So that's it. If they're not there, it's not there. There's no reason to do the Aveda. But we said over Reb Shnei Avart, he didn't say it specifically about Eitzahs Kafa Machta, but he said, that the Psukkim HaMavur, it's not the Pshat that really there's an Aveda to do. You have to do Keteris, Lefnai Lefnim. You have to do Zrikas Paravasar, Lefnai Lefnim. And Memela, because of that, it was Nidcha the Isser, Hut to the Isser of going Lefnai Lefnim Kedei to do this Aveda. The Psukkim Mamish say, Punk Vaket. The Psukim say, "Mezayis Yavei Aaron Al Yavei V'Chaleis Al Kodesh." Mezayis Yavei Aaron Al Kodesh. With this will come Al Kodesh. How? If he has a par, and he has an ayel, and he has a ksenis Al Kodesh, and you bring Shnei Siyum Lachatas Meisadas Bnei Yisrael, then he can go to the Kodesh. So the Yisayin is the idea is to get Aaron to come to the Kodesh. Once a year, the Aaron has to go into the Kodesh Hakadosh. That's the thing. These kavanas are to make that possible. So I would clearly to say, Lefizeh, The pasuk says ubar in the oil mayid, which the gemara dashes it means lifnayim lifnim. And then it says parshid as a begadda, which is not going in the bar in oil mayid. The bar in oil mayid is going for itzas kaf machta. Parshas begadda is going before that. That's what the gemara there explains the pesukim. So the yisaitis, we want the kain gadol to come another time lifnayim lifnim, and not to do any aveda, to do itzas kaf machta. So maybe even if there's no kaf machta there, you bring in the kaf machta kadeiti makayim the bar in oil mayid, and if you didn't do a kesidron, so maybe you have to do it later. So I'm not sure if the kash is mukhrich. But Al-Kabanim, the Milchaz of Ram earlier, and we spoke about this in Daf Mem, and he brings the Chazay Nichasu Chaska Ramsky, also agreed to the Rosh Hashanah's Hanacha, that Avada, if you brought in the Kaf of Achda at the wrong time, if the Seder would be Ma'akev, there'd be nothing anyway you could do. But the Milchaz of Ram claims with Svara, that maybe Enichanami, the point isn't to bring it back, the Shail is a Yetzir Avedis Etzos Kaf of Achda, and Lomay Nafkimina. The Nafkimina is, first of all, he says, if you yaitzin avaydis etzaras kafu machta, so then the big dikuna that you wore, because there were two big delovans. You had one for shachris and one for ben abayim, like we said, right? The 12 mana for shachris and the 800 zuz for ben abayim, with 18 mana for shachris and the 12 mana for ben abayim. So this is the only time you wore it. Now there's a din gnizu of big dikaitish, but only if you did an aveda. So mele, if you yaitzin etzaras kafu machta shloike sidron, so then there'll be a din gnizu, the big dikuna. And if you weren't, then they won't. And he said, this is Sefer Matike Shmua Chelek Beis, that the Brisker Rav said this, B'shem HaGoyin HaBenachem Zemba. That Enechin Ami, that said that you're not Yetzir, that Tzos Kaf HaMachti, you wouldn't have to do it again. But Al-Koponim, the Big Dekuna wouldn't have a Din Gniza, is Mechadish HaPasik, to say this, not Machad, the Big Dekuna would have a Din Gniza. He also says in Afkamina, if the Big Dekuna would have a Din Chinuch, Lamarshal, let's say, there'd be another Kayin Gadol that would want to wear these big dekuna, but they never did chinuch, because they were dasa mechachasim. If you never did an avay, they wouldn't have did chinuch. Also, you could say, if you're not yetzer, the shayla is when you get malchus for a beer ekonis. If you're yetzer, so you did a task after nachta, but if you're not yetzer, shloike say, there any chnami, there's nothing else you can do, but you'll get malchus for coming in without an aveda. So come on, afgaminis. Now, there's a tesefta in Perigimul Achadalad, which Mashm is stressing Mashm. It says this like this. Kol Mashm Kumra Maseidim Hig the Mashm Lassim Klum Chutz Min Etzos Kafa Machta Shem Hig the Mashm Lachaveri Masha Osa Osui. So the Chazayin Nechestel, the Chestel Bramsky on the Sefta Nemza like the Rishash, he says that the Sefta can't be telling you a Chiddish Masha Osa Osui by Etzos Kafa Machta that if you Machtem it, you Eitz Etzos Kafa Machta because anyway can't be Masakin. So he says if Shannon the Sefta learns the Rashi here also, not like we were saying, that the pshat is a ma'akvano of livsel means the other way. That the fact that you did the itzas kafu machta before the eile ve'ele om, the itzas kafu machta is not ma'akiv on the eile ve'ele om to passel the eile ve'ele om. That's what he says. That's pshat in the tesefta also. That itzas kafu machta that is done earlier than eile ve'ele om, it won't passel the eile ve'ele om. But he's a little bit bothered. Normally when you say the seder is ma'akiv, that means there's something supposed to come later, and you do that thing earlier, so you did it shalai bezmanai. So you did the thing supposed to be later earlier. You know, you didn't have the proper hakdama to that thing. You're supposed to do A, B, C. And you did C before B. Until you did B, you're not yet to C. But to say the other way, I'm supposed to do A, B, C. And I did B before C. Or I did C before B. And now I'm not yet to B? Why? B was Keseder, I did A, okay, I did C, but I didn't, I might not be A to C, but why shouldn't I be A to B? Why shouldn't I be A to the thing that's supposed to be earlier if I do it later? I didn't do it Shaloi Keseder, and I did everything I was supposed to do before it. It's a bit Kiddush. But he says, as I state, he says, that the pshat is, that if there'd be problem of Shaloi Keseder, so you won't be Yetzir the Eile Ve'ele Om. Why? Because you're supposed to do them before the Kafa Machta. Once you do the Kafa Machta, now you can't be Yetzir the Eile Om anymore. It's a little bit shver to me. L'maisi, you're not Yetzir the Kafa Machta, right? Because as also Shleike Seder. So as if I didn't do it. So why can't? What should I do now? Now I can't do the Eile Om, period? Bishleim, you say, you do a later thing earlier, so now you have to again do it when it comes its proper time. If I do an earlier thing later, Now what do I do? Now what do I do with this earlier thing? I'm not Yetzer, so now what do I do? I did the Yetzer's Kafa Machta before the Eilav Eilav. So I'm not Yetzer Eilav Eilav. Now what do I do? And he's saying, I can't repeat the Yetzer's Kafa Machta. Unless you say as Asvara, that the halacha is that once you do the Yetzer's Kafa Machta, even though you're not really Yetzer because you did it before the Eilav Eilav, but once you did it, you finish with the Avodas Yom Kippur, and now you can't do anything. You did the last Avodas Yom Kippur, that passes anything that's supposed to be earlier. And this is Shmer, but L'chaira, you see, I think the Ritvan, the Teis Hashanah, more so Mavur that way. That they learned up Rashi, that were discussing the kashrus of the Eilav Eilav, and they should be puzzled because you did the Atzaz Kafa Machta before them, so now you can no longer do the Eilav Eilav. See, the Teis Hashanah and the Ritvan, they ask the kasha the following kasha. They say, why is it Takanat Ma'akev? It's true the Eilav Eilam Adam the big day Zav the Chutz, but the Itzas Kafamachta of the big day Lavim Bifnim. So we have the Gemara early in Daf Mem. We talked about it then. The Gemara says that let's say you do the Matones of the Parabehechel, which that's considered in Avodas Chutz, before the Matones Sir Bifnim. The Gemara says it's Ma'akev because it says Chukah. Even though the Matanis Parabeichel is Bechutz, because like we're saying, Rashi says that Lefnim means Lefnai and Lefnim. But still, the Matanis Soir is Ma'akev on it. In other words, when we say the Din, Rabbi Yehuda, it only things that are done with Big Delav and Befnim, it's Seyd is Ma'akev, if you switch the Seyd of two things, one of them was Big Delav and Befnim, the other one was Big Delav and Bechutz. It's Mavur in the Sugya early, it's also Ma'akev. You don't need both things that you switch to be Big Delav and Mifnim. Even though one of them was Big Delav and Mechutz, that's the Matanis Par Behechel, and the Matanis Sir Bifnim was Big Delav and Mifnim, it's still Ma'akev. So here also, even though the Eloi the Eloi are Mechutz, but since they saw us Kafumachta of Nim, so why isn't it Taka Ma'akev? Because one of them is Big Delav and Mifnim. As I factor it around the Teis Hashanah Megvaldig Akasha. So they answer two terutzim. The first terutz is that there's a shayla how to learn the Gemara there, but there was a tzad that the maskon of the Gemara there and daf mem, you need both of them to be bifnim. You need both avodas that you mixed up to say that both of them to be bifnim. If one's bifnim and one's bechutz, then the seder's not makat. That's called a yikav in the seder chutz. That's the first terutz. The second terutz is the itzayis kaful machta is not so chomer. So it doesn't have the same din, doesn't have the same chaymer as Avedis Pnim, because it's not really an Aveda, it's a siluk. So chukah is not going on the Yitzhar's Kafu Machta. So if the reason why the Yitzhar's Kafu Machta is not ma'akev is because chukah wasn't going on it. So why is the Gemara saying it's because it's Big Day Zav B'chutz? It sounds like they're saying Be'enechinami. Avada, there won't be a chsar and seder in Sadr, it's as kafa machta. But there will be a chsar and seder if there's a problem of big dezor b'chutz, mitzad the eloi ve'elo'om. And that is saying two terutzim. Either since the eloi ve'elo'om are not big dezor and b'fnim, so it's not considered a chsar and seder and big dezor and b'fnim. Or you could say if one of them is ma'akev, it will be ma'akev, but since the Haitzah's Kafa Machta is not an Aveda really, it's not Chamiri, so it won't have a problem with Chsar and Seder. The only Chsar and Seder would be the Eilav Eilav. And now we say it doesn't either have because it's Big Day Zav V'chutz. So to me it seems according to both Pshatim, what we're dealing with is Eilav Eilav being Pasul. And we're saying that the Eilav Eilav is not Pasul because you need both things of Chesar and Seder should be something that's Ma'akev. Both of them should be Big Day Lavan Bifnim, and the Eilav Eilav ends up being Big Day Zav B'chutz. Or, Stam, even if one of them is good enough, if it's Bifnim, but not Haitzah's Kafa Machta, which is not Chamira. That's what it sounds like. But that, like I said, is a Shikol Chiddush to me, that Shevchatzka Bramsky points out, that you can have something being ma'akev if you did a later thing before the earlier thing, now you can't do the earlier thing anymore, and now what are you supposed to do? How do you fix it? It doesn't sound like a chayach. Now, Taisa Shem Ritva also asked another kasha, that one of you used to have another problem. If you're being knocked in, the Itzaz Kafa Machta is before the Eilev Eilaam, so you're not going to have the five tefillahs in the Yud Kedushim, right? Because that means that you did Itzaz Kafa Machta before you changed into Big Day Zav. So you're only going to have three tefillahs and six Kedushim. The only way you get five tefillahs and ten Kedushim, like you had before in the Gemara, on the Achlamid Beis, is only if you're going to have Big Day Zav, and then Big Day Lavan with the Avodah Shem Kippurim, and then Big Day Zav for the Eloi and Elam, and then Big Day Lavan for the Tzaras Kafa Machta, and then Big Day Zav again for the Tamid. But if you're going to do the Tzaras Kafa Machta before the Eloi Elam, while you're still wearing the first Big Day Lavan, so how are you going to have the five Tfilas and the ten Kedushin? So they say that's not Makiv. It says in first in the Gemara, if you only Mekadosh Pamachas B'Shachris, then it's not Makiv on Naflam and Amid Beis. But the Shadim and Dvar say, Mechinam Dachak Rashi, because the Gemara sounds like both of them are Big Days of. Rashi didn't have to say it's Tzaras Kafa Machta, because he could have just said, two Avedis in Adam, the Big Days of Bechutz. Now what's interesting is, the Briski Rav, we mentioned this earlier, it's in the Chedush Yemayin Riz Alevi, on Kedesh HaChedesh Yuma and Sukkah, early on Daf Lamed Beis, where there he writes, the Gemara there says, that the whole parasha said Kisidron, except for the Pasuk Gubayar and the Oil Maid, which is Tzaras Kafa Machta, and that is done after the Eloi Ve'elam, after the whatever Avodah he does with Big Day Zav B'chutz. And the Gemara says, you know how you know, because otherwise you're not going to have five Tfilas and ten Kedushim. If you're going to make the Tzaras Kafa Machta as the last one of the Avodahs of the Big Day Lavan, so you're not going to change back and to Big Day Zav and then back again to Big Day Lavan, back to Big Day Zav, you're not going to have five Tfilas and ten Kedushim. So the Biskrav has a shtickle, he says, is there a din seder? Is there a din seder for that the Tzaras Kafa Machta have to be after the Eilev Ve'elam? So first he says, even if there's a din seder, but Chukah wouldn't be going on it, because Chukah is the seder in the Pasuk. Here the seder is not in the Pasuk. The seder of Tzaras Kafa Machta, mitzad the Pasuk, the Tzaras Kafa Machta could be before Eilev Ve'elam. The only reason why it's after is because of the tefillahs. He says, that's a tesefta. Kol ma'isa yabik pur mur ma'al say, dehik de ma'isa ma'al asa b'klom, chutz min etzaz kafa makta shuk de ma'isa ma'isa asa asa. So he says, that's a pshat, because chuk is going on the seder in the psukim. The seder of kafa makta is not in the psukim. But then he says another esafa. He says, he thinks that b'chal is no seder for it. It's not the etzim that you have to be mafsik, not the etzim that etzaz kafa makta has to come after Eilev Ve'elam. It's not a din hefsek kedei to mekayim the din of chamish tefillah. So if you were in mafsek, all you're missing is din of chamish tefillah. So if there's bechlal, no din seder bechlal. He says Rashi there is mashma that way. Rashi there says that the reason why you're doing Eilev Ve'elam between the avodas yom to the tzaras kafa machta is because that's the way to get the five tefillahs. It sounds like it's not the five tefillahs is a raya. That the Seder is Eilev Ve'elam and then Netzaras Kafa Machta. It's the Tziba. The Tziba why the Eilev Ve'elam is first is only because of the five Tfilas. But the Etzim, there is no Din Seder. He says, the Ramban says it first. There's a shtickle for Ramban. It's both the Ramban on the Torah in Parsha Sacharema, his Perek Tezayin Pasuk of Gimel, and it's also here in the Chedushim Masechtas Yuma on Daf Ayin. That the question was on the Shitas of Rambam. The Rambam says that you did the Tumid Shabbat Abayim before the Itzas Kafu Machta. And the Gemara is Mavur, you did the Itzas Tumid Shabbat Abayim after the Itzas Kafu Machta. So he says like this. He says it really doesn't make a difference. The Rambam says you do the Tumid Shabbat Abayim before the Itzas Kafu Machta because the main thing is that there should be Aveda with Big Day Zav before the Itzas Kafu Machta. But when you do the Tzaras Kafa Machta, it's not important. The only thing that's important is that you don't do the Tzaras Kafa Machta before the Eilev Ve'elam, and only because then you'll be missing the five tefillahs. But when exactly you do it, you can do whatever you want. And it brings the Tesefta also. And explains that's Pshan the Tesefta Le'asa Klum, because it really doesn't make a difference when you do the Tzaras Kafa Machta. It's a good shtickle, but L'chari, this Rashi says not that way. This Rashi that says that when the Gemara says that the Big Day Zav B'chutz is not ma'akev, they mean if you do the Kafa Machta before Eilev Ve'elam. So you see, there is a Din Seder. It's just not ma'akev because big days of b'chutz is not ma'akev. I mean, it stems with the Ramban. What he's saying stems with the Ramban. So he has a reason that way, and the Pshat and Egemar, you don't have to look like Rashi. Tezushanim Dvasei, it means two big day, two avaydis of big days of b'chutz. But Rashi that says specifically that the Tzas Kafa Machta was done before the Eilev Eilaom, in Rashi L'chariz Mavur, not like the Briskirov, in Rashi L'chariz Mavur, that there is a Din Seder. But there's one more Gishmak Ashtikl from another Briskirov, this one in the Sefer Chedushim and Rizal Evi al Rambam, Hilchas Avei Singapur and Peg Aleph Alacha Aleph. Then he stelts on the Rashi. Rashi says, Eloi ve'ela om, there's makdim tem, it's os kafamachdim. Now, the Eloi ve'ela om was not the only Aveda that was done then with the big days of B'chutz. There are a lot of other Musafim. You see, you have the parish of Musafim and parish of Pinchas. There it says one par, one aisle, seven kvasim, and a seal of chattas, mulvad chattas ekipurim. That's a seal of nasa B'chutz. Now, there's a shaila later, when do we do the sheva kvasim? Now, the Eloi ve'ela'am, this is an interesting thing, we'll see in the Gemara later. The Eloi'am that's there, that's the same aisle that's in Parshas Pinchas. He doesn't bring two. The aisle Eloi'la that's in Parshas Acharemais, and the aisle with the par aisle in Shiva Kvasim, the aisle in Parshas Pinchas is the same one. There's no two. As I state in the Gemara brings the right. So why Rashi? Rashi says the aisle, and the reason why Rashi didn't say the Shiva Kvasim that's in Parshas Pinchas, that you could say it's the Machlokes Tanaim when they were done. There's a man the Omer that says they were done in the morning. But the Seir Nasa B'chutz, which is in Parshas Pinchas, the Gemara says there Mefurish, it has to be done after Avodas Yom Kippurim, that's you learn from Levad Chatas HaKippurim. So the Shaila is, why did Rashi bring also the Seir Nasa B'chutz? Why did he only bring the Eloi ve'Eloam? What happened to the Seir Nasa B'chutz? He should have said, he did the Tzaz Kafamachta before the Eloi ve'Elam and the Sirenasa B'chutz. So the Biskarov says Pashit. Says the Eloam is both in Parshas Acharemis and in Parshas Pinchas. So in them state there's two dinim. There's a din Taka Mitzad Parshas Pinchas Mitzad the Mutzvah Yom Kippurim to bring an aisle. But there's also a din Mitzad Avodas Yom Kippurim. There's a Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim that has to be brought. In the Seder Yom Kippurim there's an aisle. But the par in the Shiva Kvasim that's there, that's not in the Seidi Yom Kippur. That's only Mitzad, the Musvei Hayayim. And who would in the Seir Nasa B'chutz? The Seir Nasa B'chutz, that also is not in the Seidi Vedis Yom Kippur. That's why it's not in Parashas Acharemes. So even though there's a halacha with the Seir Nasa B'chutz, that has to be done after the Eloi ve'Eloam. Because with that you learn that from Parashas Pinchas. And Parashas Pinchas says, Muvad Chata Se Kippur. Which that teaches you that the din Seir Nasa B'chutz, the Mitzad Parshas Pinchas, Mitzad the din Musaf, has to be done B'davka after Avodas Yom Kippurim. But it's not a din in Avodas Yom Kippurim. So here we're talking about Chukah being Ma'akev. Chukah being Ma'akev is only in the Parsha of Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Eil Ha'am, even though it is the Eil Shiva Parshas Pinchas, but it's mentioned here in Acharemis for a reason, because it's also part of Seir Yom Kippurim. So that you could say chuk is ma'akev, but the seer and asa b'chutz and the other musafim, even though they're mechuyev to bring in yom kippur, but that's not the avodas yom kippurim of parshas acharemes. So chuk is not going on that. And even though there's a din, it has to be in the later. Is a din seder, but that din seder is not a din in the in avodas yom kippurim. That's a din in musaf yom kippurim. So that the chal would be shaykh to the whole din of chukah being ma'akev, that's the Briskirov shtickle.